The Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland is reporting 27,200 home energy upgrades or retrofits were carried out last year. It says that's an increase of 80% on the figure for 2021. The National Retrofit Plan has set a target of 500,000 homes to be upgraded to a B2 energy rating by 2030. Dr. Kieran Byrne is Director of the National Retrofit at the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, and he's on the line now. Very good afternoon, Dr. Byrne. Thank you for taking our call this afternoon. So what are the figures you're reporting today, and what's their significance in terms of moving marginally closer to this 500,000 homes retrofitted target?
Well, thanks, Brian, and good afternoon to you and your listeners. What we've reported today is our outturn from last year for the retrofitting plan, the National Residential Retrofitting Plan from last year. And to give a small bit of context to your listeners, in February of last year, we relaunched the plan, we launched the one-stop shops, and we significantly changed and increased the grant rates. So as you say, we're on this track towards delivering 500,000 B2 homes by 2030. And what we've done over the last year, we've significantly increased our output across all of the programmes, and we're putting ourselves firmly onto the track towards that delivery in 2030.
And this 27,200 homes figure that you're citing for last year, were they all retrofitted, deep retrofitted up to B2?
Not all of those were up to B2. Brian, our B2 figure was 8,481. The remaining homes are what we call a shallower retrofit, where people would have got on the pathway towards a B2. So what we're doing is we're animating and activating the sector. So we've seen our applications increase by over 140% on the previous year. The actual outturn of 27,000 homes is up 78% on the previous year. The B2 number itself has nearly doubled on the previous year. So all of our metrics are pointing us in the right direction. And of course, don't forget, last year was a very significant year. We had a cost of living crisis, yeah. I suppose. And also we had significant levels of inflation on the construction sector, and the retrofit sector, similar to other parts of the industry, was dealing with supply chain and skill shortages. So we really, I think, punched above our weight in 2022, given those constraints.
But the target is 500,000 homes deep retrofitted, I'm correct in saying, isn't that right, by 2030? It's the full B2 rating to achieve that.
B2, of course, optimal, which is a slightly technical term, but that's what we're getting towards. What really is about it?
The figure for last year for reaching that standard was just 8,480, you said. So that's a tiny fraction, obviously, of this 500,000 target.
Well, I suppose we're in the early phase of this new, the National Residential Retrofit Plan. It is a plan right out to the end of the decade. And what we're about, Brian, is actually building the kind of the foundations, if you want, the supply chain, the skills and the capacity to drive at scale. So that for the next period, up to about 2025, the first carbon budget period, we're all about kind of building those foundations. And then we see a ramp-up trajectory for the remaining.
It'll have to be quite some ramp-up. I mean, there's only 7 years to go before we hit 2030. And the vast majority of the target is still unmet.
Yeah, absolutely. But when you're looking at a doubling in year on year, and we're on track to kind of increase that significantly again this year, we are very much on track to grow it. And you can see that even in terms of just anecdotally, people getting involved in retrofit and pivoting towards it. And our own analysis on the number of people interested in undertaking a retrofit has increased.
And is the capacity there? Are there workers there to do all this?
That is one of the constraints at the moment. That undoubtedly is one of the constraints. And look, we're a sector, unlike many others across the economy, have faced into kind of supply chain or labour shortages. It's well flagged in the construction industry, but also across health, education, other sectors, there is capacity issues. But we're building that. We've done a huge amount of work with our colleagues in the Department of Higher Education. We're increasing the number of ETB training places. We're trying to increase and give support, policy support, for companies to be able to scale up themselves and grow, because we have a really good pipeline in place. We have significant funding in place right the way out to 2030.
A big part of this was the one-stop shop, that the homeowner can simply go to one provider and get everything contracted by bringing on board that contractor. There's just 12 of those at this stage. Is that a bit disappointing?
No, well, it's not necessarily disappointing, Brian. We're on a growth phase in this particular programme. And the key one, as we mentioned when we launched it last year, it's not about getting numbers in there, it's about getting quality, because we want the right companies in place who have the ability to deliver quality, the full journey to the homeowner, and also scale up. So we have 12 in the pipeline at the moment. We've another 18 there or thereabouts, and we've another kind of 25-odd companies that have looked into it and may be coming back to us. So we expect that 12 number to increase significantly over the coming year.
And what about costs? There are various grant schemes available. In some cases, perhaps the entire cost might be covered. But for those who qualify for the grant schemes, they still need quite a substantial resources of their own, don't they, to be able to get this co-funding?
Well, the grant scheme, there's a grant scheme for everybody, to be honest with you, Brian. But on the one-stop shop scheme, the average cost we've seen across all our programs, the cost to do the work has been 36,000, and the average grant across all house types has been 18,000. On our individual measure scheme, the average grant we gave across for this year thus far is about 3,200, and for last year is about 3,000 euros. So what we've seen in terms of costs, and by the way, in February of last year, we significantly increased the grant rates for attic and cavity insulation, which is a really straightforward measure to do. And it's something that everybody should have done. And at that point, we were up in 80% of the cost of that funding was grant funded. So it's about getting people on the pathway. Some people, of course, will have the funding to do the whole lot in one go, and other people should get on the pathway and undertake an individual
measure. Typically, given what we're seeing in construction inflation, what's it going to cost somebody to, let's talk about deep retrofitting, because that's the optimum here. What does it cost to deep retrofit, you know, say a typical semi-detached three-bedroom home?
Well, our figures to date showing a semi-detached end-of-terrace home is about 34,000 euros cost to the homeowner. Now, that's across all of our... We have 1,300 applications in place, and across 1,400 applications across those, the average cost for the semi-D is about 34,000 euros.
So is that the total cost then, and you can offset some of that against grants, or is that what costs the homeowner net of grants?
That's the total cost, and then the grant and that is... that's the net of grant cost.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, they're interesting figures. And as we can see, there's still a way to go yet. But we appreciate you giving us that update. Dr. Kieran Byrne, their director of National Retrofit at the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland.